Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, September 11, 2022, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments, silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. We are studying the fourth result of justification in verses 3 through 5. And so far we have this. Verse 3, and not only this, but also we keep on glorying in our suffering for blessing, because we know that suffering for blessing produces, develops, and the first word is hupomone, virtue number one, perseverance, endurance, courageous endurance. And then verse 4, we got into the second. These are four virtues of Christ developed, magnificent virtues of Christ developed in the heart of the believer who clears these hurdles of suffering for blessing. And the second virtue and perseverance or courageous endurance produces, develops, brings about dokime, proven character, demonstrated grace, righteousness. Dokime comes from dokimazo, which means to examine someone so as to approve them. Testing for the purpose of approval. That's what God does with the spiritually adult believer. You're qualified now. You've grown up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. You've developed God's problem-solving devices out on the flat line of your soul. And therefore, you're qualified to receive this wonderful blessing, suffering for blessing. God dokimazos, the winner believer, intensified suffering for blessing to prove that he is qualified to receive hope. Two, hope three, greater grace blessing for time, greater grace blessing for all eternity. So the noun dokime means the quality of being tested, that's suffering for blessing, and approved, clearing the hurdles. Dokime means proven character, demonstrated grace righteousness, demonstrated integrity. Dokime is the Greek word for grace righteousness or spiritual maturity. Dokime describes the believer who has traveled down that grace road from plus R at salvation to GR, grace righteousness at spiritual maturity, Psalm 23:3. Grace righteousness, then, is a synonym for spiritual maturity. Now, in the Word of God, you find the word righteousness used many, many times. D-I-K-A-I-O-S-U-N, long E, dikaiosune. And what you'll have there is just righteousness. But there's more than one category of righteousness in the Word of God. But all you have there in your translations is righteousness. So the question is, what kind of righteousness is it? What category of righteousness is this? There are three categories of righteousness in the Word of God. First of all, there is plus R. And plus R is the righteousness of God. Romans 3, 21 to 28. God is absolute righteousness in His very essence. The righteousness of God is a part of His attributes, His essence. God imputes His absolute righteousness to the one who simply believes in Jesus Christ. He imputes plus R to the believer at salvation. And now you are declared to be righteous, or justification by faith. That's plus R. Secondly, the Word of God has grace righteousness. And that's found in 1 Timothy 6:11, 2 Timothy 2:22, other passages as well. But these are the ones where you as a believer are commanded. You're commanded as a believer to attain grace righteousness. You already have plus R. That's a salvation. God wouldn't command you to have plus R. You already have it. You had that the moment you believe in Christ. So He's not commanded you to attain plus R. He's commanding you to attain grace righteousness. This is a term synonym that is synonymous with spiritual maturity, with emphasis upon character, integrity, honor, nobility of soul. So that's number two, grace righteousness, synonym for spiritual maturity. Now there's a third one, which includes actually self-righteousness or minus R, SR and minus R. You don't want this. God never commands you to pursue self-righteousness or unrighteousness. This is in Titus 3:5, Romans 9:30-33, and many other passages. This is a system of works and human good which glorifies man but does not glorify God. It is the sum total of man's production under the control of his sin nature. There is include minus R, unrighteousness, which is production from the area of weakness of the sin nature, personal sins, and then self-righteousness, which is production of the area of strength of the sin nature, which is human good and evil or dead works. So there are three categories, plus R, GR, SR, or SR and minus R. So what do we have here? We have grace righteousness. Dokime is proven character or demonstrated grace righteousness. That's what dokime means. Proven character, demonstrated grace righteousness. All right, a couple of things. One, it is that point of spiritual maturity when the believer has proven character, honor, nobility of soul. This is virtue number two, developed in the soul of the believer who clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing. It is that point of spiritual maturity when the believer has proven character, honor, nobility of soul. Two, grace righteousness is the spiritually mature believer who has put on the virtues of Christ in his heart. He's put on the virtues of Christ in his heart. He's put on hupomone, courageous endurance in the times of suffering for blessing. He has put on proven character, demonstrated grace, righteousness. He has developed confidence in God and in the Word of God. And he has had virtue, love brought to completion in his heart. The four magnificent virtues of Christ developed when you clear the hurdles of suffering for blessing. Three, grace righteousness means the believer is qualified to receive hope two and hope three. Greater grace blessing for time and greater grace blessing for all eternity, which glorify God forever and ever. Grace righteousness means the believer is now qualified to receive hope two and hope three. Greater grace blessing for time and greater grace blessing for all eternity, which glorify God forever. And that's our passage. That's Romans 5, 3 through 5. He now has demonstrated grace righteousness, proven character. But that's why suffering for blessing is such a fantastic blessing from God to the spiritually adult believer. Four, grace righteousness is the imputation of greater grace blessings to the winner believer from the justice of God. And where does it come? It comes down that grace pipeline to the imputed righteousness in the believer. Here's the cross. Here's the Lord Jesus Christ. When you come to the cross, place your faith in Jesus Christ. At that moment of faith in Christ, the justice of God imputes to you the righteousness of God. Now you're encapsulated by the integrity of God. This is the grace pipeline. And down that grace pipeline comes blessing to you. Not because of who and what you are. Not because you're handsome, beautiful, intelligent, athletic. Not because of anything like that. Not because you're a genius. I'm blessed to have a whole church full of geniuses here. That's very great. But you're not blessed because you're all geniuses. You're blessed because you have the imputed righteousness of God. And down that grace pipeline now comes 40 salvation blessings occur instantly at the moment of faith in Christ. You didn't even know it. You didn't even know that happened, and God provided those for you. And then day after day, he gives you logistical grace, blessing, and support to keep you alive in the middle of the devil's world. And then he's tapping his foot, waiting for you to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ. And when you do, now you're qualified for suffering for blessing. And the purpose is for you to clear those hurdles of suffering for blessing so that you can receive greater grace blessings in time and for all eternity. And it all comes down that grace pipeline. So grace righteousness is the imputation of greater grace blessings to the winner believer from the justice of God down the grace pipeline to the imputed righteousness of God in the believer. You're blessed because of who and what God is, not who and what you are. Five, whereas imputed righteousness at salvation is the potential for blessing in time, grace righteousness is the reality of blessing in time. Whereas imputed righteousness is the potential At that moment of you believing in Christ, that grace pipeline was established. You now have the imputed righteousness of God. The grace pipeline is established, and now, whereas imputed righteousness is the potential for blessing in time, grace righteousness is the reality of blessing in time. Six, whereas receiving plus R occurs at the moment of salvation, faith in Christ, justification by faith, grace righteousness occurs when the believer attains spiritual maturity. Whereas receiving plus R occurs at the moment of salvation, faith in Christ, justification by faith, grace righteousness occurs when the believer attains spiritual maturity. Seven, whereas every believer receives plus R, the imputed righteousness of God by faith in Christ, the potential for greater grace blessing, only those believers who live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and advance to spiritual maturity enter into grace righteousness and the reality of those greater grace blessings. Whereas every believer receives plus R, imputed righteousness at the moment of faith in Christ, the potential for greater grace blessing, only those believers who live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and advance to spiritual maturity enter into grace righteousness, the reality of those greater grace blessings. 8. Grace righteousness is that point in time when the justice of God is free to bless the believer, and you want to get this, with huper ek perisu. That's what you want. Huper ek perisu. This will be a good one to put up here. I hope I get it on. Now, this is all one word, but I'm going to break it down. That's one preposition, huper. That's another preposition, ek. Perisu. H-U-P-E-R. E-K. P-E-R-I-S-S-O-U. Now, This is really cool stuff. Perisu means abundantly. All by itself, it means abundantly. Now, if you want to intensify it, you put a preposition in front of it, ek. So this is abundantly. This is super abundantly. Because you put ek in front of it, super abundantly. Then, that's not enough in God, what God has for you. He puts another preposition, and that means super, super abundantly. Huper ek perisu. Now that's what God wants to give to all of you. Huper ek perisu. How you doing? You're looking forward to this. Huper ek perisu. Turn over to Ephesians 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now to Him, that's God, that's the justice of God, the integrity of God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think. Guess what the word is? Huper ek perisu. To Him who is able to do huper ek perisu, exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we could ask or think. Now, I don't know about you, I can think a lot. All that we could ask or think according to the power that works within us. That's the power of the grace and power of God, Spirit of God and the Word of God. To Him, God, be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Grace righteousness is that point in time when the justice of God is free to bless the believer with the huper ek perisu blessings of Ephesians 3:20. 9. Whereas the receiving of plus R is described in the doctrine of phase 1 justification, justification by faith, Romans 3:21 to 28. Again, whereas the receiving of plus R is described in the doctrine of phase 1 justification, justification by faith, Romans 3:21 to 28, the receiving of grace righteousness is described in the doctrine of phase 2 justification, justification by grace righteous production, James 2:21 to 26. The receiving of grace righteousness is described in the doctrine of phase 2 justification, justification by grace righteous production, James 2:21 to 26. 10. Grace righteousness in the spiritually mature believer glorifies God to the maximum forever and ever. Grace righteousness in the spiritually mature believer glorifies God to the maximum forever. Not only while you're here in time, but for all eternity. It includes honor, sacred honor, integrity. It includes having a relaxed mental attitude. Live and let live. Live and let live. It includes recognition and respect of the freedom and privacy of others. It includes proven character. It includes honor. It includes nobility of soul. 11. The grace righteous believer lives his life by the royal family honor code. He lives his life by the royal family honor code. Twelve, grace righteousness is an integral part of the armor of the soul. It's an integral part of the armor of the soul and protects the believer from the strategies of the devil, who is the ruler of planet Earth temporarily. That's going to come to an end. But temporarily, he right now is the ruler of planet Earth. Pretty obvious to see that. Grace righteousness is an integral part of the armor of the soul and protects the believer from the strategies of the devil. Turn over to Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6:11-14, passage on the armor of God. The problem is we got all these Christians in America and they're all running around naked. Not literally naked, but they're naked in their soul. They're naked in their soul. They have no armor of God on in their soul. Now, if you don't have any armor of God on, you go to war, well, there's one time it worked. The Romans were conquering all of Europe, got to Great Britain, conquered southern part of Britain. They got up to where Scotland, what is now Scotland. They got up and they got to the wall and they were going to go into Scotland, and here were people naked painted their bodies blue. Painted their bodies blue, and they were on the other side of the wall. And the Romans said, no way, Jose. There is something wrong with the water over there. We'll let those guys go. We don't want to get what they have. Well, there was one time. Now, some of you don't go painting your body blue. And I see you on TV, you know. We're in a war, and it goes 24/7. It's an invisible war, and it's against Satan, who's the ruler of this world, and all of his forces underneath him, demonic forces. And the attack is on your soul right here. We got a lot of believers, but they're naked up here. They don't have the armor of God on in their soul. And that means they don't have grace righteousness. Ephesians 6, verse 11. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's strategies. Why do you put on the armor of God in your soul? Because we're in a war. We are in an invisible war. It goes on 24/7. Devil never sleeps. It goes on 24/7. Put on the full armor of God in your soul so that you can stand against the devil's strategies. For your struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the ruling demons, against demons in authority, against the powers of this dark world, the world ruling demons, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. That's our war. Therefore, verse 13, put on the full armor of God in your soul, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. So stand firm, therefore, with the belt of doctrine, the belt of absolute truth of the Word of God buckled around your face. This is the first thing. This has to come first. The first thing that has to come is maximum metabolized doctrine. This belt of doctrine, remember, this is armor in the soul. Maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart. That belt of truth has to be there in your heart. Otherwise, you'll be a casualty. And 99% of Christians in America today are total casualties. Because, well, everything is more important except God and His Word. Everything. Where they're totally, they buy all the lies that come from false teachers who are living in the cosmic system. They buy them all. Buy them and believe in them. Follow them. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. That is maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart. Now when you have that maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart, what is the result? With the breastplate of grace righteousness. Now you have the breastplate of grace righteousness. Maximum metabolized doctrine in the heart. And what's the result? The breastplate of grace righteousness in your heart. You have attained spiritual maturity. Grace righteousness then not only insulates the soul of the believer in the invisible war of the angelic conflict, but it also is the key to handling historical and personal disaster and suffering. The breastplate of grace righteousness is not put on until you have first of all put on the belt of Bible doctrine. Maximum metabolized doctrine in the heart comes first, Ephesians 6:14. Then comes the breastplate of grace righteousness. You are not ready to stand firm, ready for combat in the invisible war of the angelic conflict, nor in time of crisis or disaster, until that breastplate of grace righteousness is on in your heart. 13. We as believers are commanded to pursue grace righteousness. We are commanded to pursue grace righteousness. Turn over to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Verse 11. Now the Apostle Paul is addressing a young pastor teacher by the name of Timothy. Timothy has been a believer a long time. Not only has he been a believer, he has grown up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. But now the Apostle Paul gives Timothy a command. He already has plus R. He's had plus R for years and years and years. So he's not commanding him to get plus R. Verse 11, but you, man of God, that's pastor teacher Timothy, flee from all this and pursue grace righteousness. Timothy, pursue grace righteousness. Godliness, live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. Faith, maximum metabolized doctrine of the heart. Love, virtue love, brought to completion in your heart. Endurance and gentleness, maximum grace orientation. Pursue these things, pastor, teacher, Timothy. Pursue these things, believers out there, Upland Bible Church. Turn over to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 2:22. This is the last epistle the Apostle Paul wrote before his execution. And once again, he writes to pastor teacher Timothy, flee the evil desires of youth and pursue grace righteousness, faith, maximum metabolized doctrine of the heart, love, virtue love brought to completion in your heart, and peace, greater grace blessing for time, greater grace blessing for all eternity, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. A pure heart is a heart that's been filled with the truth of God's Word. So believers, we're commanded to pursue grace righteousness. 14. The results of attaining grace righteousness. What are the results when you attain grace righteousness? First of all, you have a powerful and effective prayer life. When you attain grace righteousness, you have a powerful and effective prayer life. James 5:16. The prayer of a grace righteous believer is powerful and effective and accomplishes much. You see, once you attain spiritual maturity, you want to pray. You want to pray. You look forward to praying every day. You look forward to it. You want to pray, and not only that, your prayers are powerful and effective and accomplish much. James 5:16. Also 1 Peter 3:12. Turn over to 1 Peter 3. 1 Peter 3:12. For the eyes of the Lord are on the grace righteous believers, spiritually mature believers. Now he describes the powerful and effective prayer of a grace righteous believer. And his ears, God's ears, are attentive to their prayer. He's attentive to their prayer. Powerful and effective prayer of the grace righteous believer. But The face of the Lord is against those who do evil. That's reversionistic believers living in Satan's cosmic system, full of human good and evil, but losers. Believers, yes, but losers. Another result of grace righteousness, maximum grace righteous production in his life. 1 John 3, verse 7. We're studying this on our Thursday night class in 1 John. 1 John 3, verse 7. Little children, let no one deceive you. The one who accomplishes grace righteous production is grace righteous. He is a spiritually mature believer, just as he, the Lord Jesus Christ, is grace righteous, was a spiritually mature believer in his true humanity. So there's maximum grace righteous production in his life, 1 John 3:7. And third, there is effective witnessing for Christ. Effective witnessing for Christ. We'll turn over to Proverbs 11 and we will close with this morning. Proverbs 11, verse 30. Proverbs 11, verse 30. The production of the grace righteous believer is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. He has tremendous witnessing for Christ, and wise means he has wisdom, maximum metabolized doctrine in his heart. The grace righteous believer is a spiritually mature believer. He has wisdom, maximum metabolized doctrine in his heart. And as a result, well, God uses him. He proclaims the grace gospel of Jesus Christ everywhere he goes. And there is effective and powerful witnessing for Jesus Christ. So the results of attaining grace righteousness: power and effective prayer life, grace righteous production in his life, powerful and effective witnessing for Christ. Now, listen to what we have. Two of the virtues, two of these magnificent virtues of Christ developed in your soul when you clear the hurdles of suffering for blessing. And not only, verse 3, and not only this, but also, we keep on glorying in our suffering, suffering for blessing, because we know that suffering for blessing develops, produces courageous endurance, steadfastness, perseverance, and courageous endurance, perseverance produces, develops proven character, demonstrated grace righteousness. Ah, two of the four virtues developed when you clear the hurdles of suffering for blessing. This is why God brings this fantastic blessing for those of you who attain spiritual adulthood. Awesome. And this is only two of the virtues. They just keep getting better. Each one builds on the next one, gets better. And the next one is confidence in God and His Word. And the last one is virtue love brought to completion in your heart. With our heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.